the Earth, our world, our planet. Around about 7 billion people now, apparently. And we're all incredibly different. There are people with the blackest of black skin and people with the whitest of white skin and everything in between. There are tall people and short people. There are larger people and smaller people. There are people that will die for their belief in God, and there are other people who don't believe there is a God. There are people who believe that the world was created in 7 days by that God, and there are other people that believe that the world is millions, if not billions, of years old, and it was created by an explosion in the atmosphere. We have people who are politically persuaded to the extreme right. There are people who are politically persuaded to the extreme left, and there are people who don't even know what either of those things even mean and don't care. There are people who believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, and there are people that believe that marriage is between whoever you want to marry, and that whoever you love is your opinion, your idea, your belief, and you can sleep with, live with, marry whoever you want to. There are people who believe that it's really important to make money and be wealthy, and there are people who believe that money is not important. There are people, if you are in the anything to do with the fitness profession, the medical profession, anything to do with the human body, there are the extremes of only eat meat and be a carnivore, and that's the only way you're going to be healthy. There are people who believe only eat green vegetables, that's the only way you're going to be healthy. There are cardiologists who tell us that if you eat animal fat, you're going to get coronary heart disease. There are cardiologists who tell us that if you don't eat animal fat, that you will have a heart attack. There are people who say you should go to the gym 7 days a week. There are people who never walk into a gym, but who exercise 7 days a week. There are people who never exercise and hate it. There are people who have a really strong opinion about how you should eat and how you should exercise. And there are people who have no opinion at all and they're asking for advice. We as a human race are completely different from each other. We have different beliefs, different convictions, different ideas, different loves, different hates, different likes, different respects, and we're all completely different. So why do we have so much discrimination? Why do we have bigotry? Why do we have racism? Why do we have people who don't like each other? And there's some interesting questions to ask. If we believe that as human beings, we have the right to believe what we believe. So me as an individual person, I have the right to believe whatever I want. And if you have that same belief, that you have the right to believe whatever you want to believe, is it possible that everybody else on this planet has exactly the same right? And we could get into the complicated argument if some people are more important than others. But if you believe that everybody is equal, everybody is a human being, everybody lives on the planet, and everybody has the right to their own belief, and even if you don't believe that, I'm sure that your belief is that you have the right to believe what you want to believe. So here's another great question. Are you thankful for that? Are you grateful for the fact that you live in a world where you have the right to believe whatever you want? You can believe in God or not. You can believe a certain sexual persuasion. You can believe a certain political persuasion. You can believe that vegetarianism is perfect, or you can believe that being a carnivore is perfect. You can believe that you have to go to the gym every day, or you can believe that you never have to go to the gym. Are we thankful for, grateful for, that we have the right to believe whatever we want? And I will share with you that that is something in my life I'm very grateful for. I understand there are some countries in the world where you can't openly believe certain things. Interestingly, nobody can control what you think in your mind. So even if the government says you can't have a certain sexual persuasion or a religious belief or a political belief, they can't control what's going on inside your head. And I really appreciate that fact, that we get to think, believe, have electrical impulses going through our brain that nobody else can control. We get to believe and think exactly what we want to. And I'm really appreciative of that. How about you? So if I have the right to believe what I want to believe, is it possible that everybody else has that same right? Is it possible that other people have the right to think differently to me? And you may not believe that, but wouldn't it be nice? Imagine what the world would be like if we all were really grateful for the fact that we had the right to our beliefs, convictions, opinions, and that everybody else had the right to theirs. And then if I accept that everybody has the right to theirs, I may share my beliefs with them, but they have the right not to accept my beliefs, and vice versa. Imagine if somebody tried to convince you against your will that you should have a certain sexual persuasion, or you need to vote a certain way, or you need to eat a certain way, or have to exercise a certain way, and you don't believe it. It goes completely against your beliefs and convictions. You have the right to disagree. And you have the right to disagree in whatever way you want to. But isn't it interesting that some people get nasty, they get angry, they get aggressive, they even get violent? I've seen people argue about whether or not you should lift weights a certain way, and they end up in a fight, whether it's a verbal fight or a physical fight. You should do your exercise program this way. And they get really angry about it. I wonder why. If I have the right to believe my way, you have the right to believe your way, and I also have to accept the fact that you're not going to believe me if you don't want to, and you have to accept the fact that I don't have to believe you if I don't want to. And even if you don't accept that fact, that's okay. I can't change you. But I have complete control over the way I react or respond to the way you get angry with me, or the way you treat me, or whether you're nice or nasty to me. I get to respond in the way that I want to. I don't have to respond in your way. And isn't that a really pleasant and a powerful position to be in? No one can control your emotions. You get to control your own emotions. I love that feeling. So if I ask the question, could it be disrespectful if I expect other people to believe what I do and live the way that I do? Could it be disrespectful of their right to live the way that they want to and have the beliefs that they want to have? In return, in reverse, is it possible that it's disrespectful of other people to expect me to believe the same way that they do? But I, again, can't change them. I can't change people who want me to believe a certain way, act a certain way, live my life a certain way. I can just have complete control over the way I respond or react to them. I have the right to walk away. I have the right not to listen. I have the right to smile and nod and not agree. I don't have to get angry. I don't have to get violent. I don't have to get aggressive. I can choose the way I react or respond to other people trying to force me to believe the way that they believe. So is it possible that discrimination, bigotry, intolerance, racism, all the things in our world that would be called perhaps inequality? So we're saying that my opinion's better than yours, or my beliefs are better than yours, or something about me is better than you, which then makes us not equal. We have inequality. Is it possible that all of that is simply our disrespect for other people's right to live their life the way they choose to live? Is it possible that discrimination is me not accepting other people for who they are, and other people not accepting me for who I am? And we have challenges with the differences between men and women, the differences between cultures, the differences between ages. There's a lot of inequality in our world. But is it simply that we are not accepting of what other people have the right to do? And I'm not sure that that's ever going to change. There's always going to be people who believe a certain way and expect everybody else to believe that way. There are always going to be people who believe that they're better than other people. I was taught this at a very young age, and I'm very grateful for it. There's always going to be people smarter than you and dumber than you. There's always going to be people more beautiful than you and uglier than you. There's going to be people wealthier than you and poorer than you. There's going to be people fitter than you and less fit than you, people stronger than you and less strong than you. The only person that you have control over is you. And when people try and force their opinion on you, when they try and hurt you, when they gossip about you, when they criticize you, when they try and pull you down, when they are less than respectful of you, you also have the choice of how you react or respond to those people. And you can respond with love and kindness and be gracious. You can choose to react with anger and stress and anxiety, even violence. And that is your choice. But the very last thing is that there's always a consequence. Whatever you believe in the way you react to and respond to the way other people react or respond to your beliefs has a consequence. And if you're nasty or violent or angry, there is a consequence. and you may end up in jail, you may end up in court, you may end up in somebody's good books because you have responded in a beautiful way that proves that you're a gracious, kind person. And we get to choose. We get to choose everything about our lives. I'm so appreciative of the fact that I can believe what I choose to, and nobody can force me to believe differently. And you're in exactly the same position. Isn't that awesome? We also get to respond in exactly the way we want to other people trying to force us to do something in their way. So what if the world was simply this, respectful of each other? And I've often been asked that question, Rowie, if there was one thing you could do to change the world, what would it be? And I always have now exactly the same answer. It would be self-respect. I absolutely passionately believe that if we all have self-respect, we would look after ourselves, we would eat healthy food, we would exercise in a way that was best for us. We would look after our bodies and our lives in the way that's best for us. So we would have a career that we love. We would have a business that we're passionate about. We would have relationships that are respectful of us. We would do what's best for our lives. I think if we are then self-respectful, that we would then respect other people's right to do exactly the same or not. And if we have respect for our world, I believe that we wouldn't have graffiti, we wouldn't have rubbish on the ground, we wouldn't have disrespectful people of things and other people, because respect is such a beautiful word. But that's my belief. I have the right to believe that respect would sort challenges in our world, and you have the right to believe whatever you want to. And isn't it awesome that we have that choice? And I'm wondering, could we be grateful for the fact that we have that choice? Could we be grateful for the nasty, horrible people in the world that do terrible things because we don't have a life like that? Imagine living in a headspace where you hate somebody so much that you want to destroy their life, or you want to hurt them, or you want to put violence into their life. I'm so grateful that I don't have to live in a headspace like that. And I hope that you can be grateful for that too. Terrible things happen in the world, and terrible people live in the world. But the only time that the world becomes a terrible place is when beautiful people accept terrible things. And I believe passionately and honestly and respectfully that if we are respectful of all people, then the world will be a better place. And may whatever you believe passionately and respectfully be a part of your life. And may you stand for what you believe in and never let anybody take your beliefs away.